Report: Disney World in Orlando to host conference on gay and transgender rights in the workplace. By David Ng on March 23, 2023. Walt Disney World in Orlando will reportedly host a conference on gay and transgender rights in the workplace, with thousands of people expected to attend the three-day summit in September. Disney will play host to the annual Out and Equal Workplace Summit scheduled to take place September 12 to 14, according to a Miami Herald report. The conference will draw a large range of corporate executives, including HR professionals and diversity, equity, and inclusion administrators from companies across the country. The conference boasts several corporate sponsors, including Apple, Amazon, Uber, Walmart, and even Cracker Barrel. Disney has reportedly committed to hosting next year's conference as well. Last year's summit took place in Las Vegas. Out and Equal is an advocacy group whose stated mission is to promote workplace equality for LGBTQ+ individuals. The organization has publicly condemned President Donald Trump, saying in 2019 that he is unfit to serve and should be removed from office. The group ignored the fact that Trump appointed the country's first openly gay cabinet member, Richard Grenell, who served as acting director of national intelligence. Disney continues to pursue a radical LGBTQ+ agenda despite negative business repercussions. Last year, Disney vowed to prioritize radical gay and transgender activism after a small group of employees demanded the company take a stand against Florida's parental rights in education legislation, which prohibits the teaching of transgenderism and sexuality to kids in kindergarten through third grade. Disney's failed political attacks on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis resulted in the company losing its highly coveted self-governing status in the Orlando area, a valuable perk Disney had enjoyed for five decades. For the year, Disney saw $123 billion of its market value evaporate as its stock dropped 44% amid profitability concerns, marking the once invincible company's worst year in more than four decades. Former CEO Bob Chapek was fired and replaced by a returning Bob Iger. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.